recreational fishermen in Rhode Island typically don't fish for herring, but the fish they do catch, like striped bass, depend on herring for survival. First Vice President of the Rhode Island Saltwater Anglers Association, Rich Hittinger, claims commercial fishermen are depleting local populations of herring. Hittinger says fewer herring means fewer of the big fish that make a good fishing story. He says that can impact the economic value of the recreational fishing industry.
Recreational fishing is directly responsible for over $200 million in the local economy. And recreational fishing directly supports almost 2,000 full-time jobs in Rhode Island alone.
Hittinger says his association supports the proposal to ban midwater trawl nets within 25 nautical miles offshore. But a coalition of commercial fishing companies opposes the new restrictions. They say there is no evidence that current regulations are harming herring. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.